After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sass meat.
What is sass meat?
Well, you cook all that up, and then you grind it up, and you put it back in, and you cook it again and put some cornmeal in it to thicken it, and then it gets hard, and then you slice it, and you season it with different hot peppers and things, and they call it souse meat.
Did your family raise hogs and slaughter them?
Yes, we did. I've helped render out lard and make sausage, and we used to fry sausage and pack it in jars and keep it to eat on later on in the winter.
Did this keep it from spoiling?
Oh, yes, it was sealed. We cooked it and then put it in the jars and then poured the grease over it, which helped to keep it fresh. And then we'd take it out and scramble it with eggs.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Liver mush.
And did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
Oh, no.
Have you ever heard of anybody doing this?
No, not around this section.
Never heard of blood sausage or blood pudding?
No.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it? Then later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it.
Yeah, that's liver mush.
That's what you call liver mush.
Liver mush, yes.
Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
It would be rancid.
Thick, sour milk that you keep on hand is called what?
Thick, sour milk?
Uh-huh. You said you had a cow, and if y'all had milked the cow and had...
Clabber.
All right.
And that way, when the milk clabbers, then we'd churn it. Get the butter off of it. The butter cream, you see, is in the milk, and when you churn it, well, then make the butter.
Did your parents and yourself make your own butter?
Oh, yes.
Would you explain how this was done a little bit?
Well, it's just the pure milk, and then we'd set it aside and let it clabber, and then we would churn it in an old crotch churn with a wooden handle and had a paddle on the bottom of it and just churn it up and down, and then the butter would rise to the top. And then the milk would be called buttermilk. And then we'd take the butter off and wash it good, get all the milk out of it. It was real good with hot biscuit.
Did your mother have any kind of molds or anything?
Oh, yes, we had butter molds, half pound and pound molds that we would mold the butter in. She used to sell milk and butter.
Well, did you ever make any cheese from this?
No, we never did.
Well, what kind of cheese could you make from it then, from the clabber?
Cottage cheese.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking it?
Strain it. We were always very particular with our milk. My daddy always did the milking himself, and he always would carry water to the barn and wash the udders of the cow real good and take a clean cloth and wipe them off before he ever milked. And he was very particular about his milk.
And after he milked it, what was his procedure then?
He would bring it to the house for Mama to strain, and we had a strainer, but she always put a clean white cloth in the strainer besides the wire strainer, so that if there were any hair or anything in the milk, it would catch it. And if the cow had lay down in the barn,